Blog Talk Radio.
Let me give you the number in case you want to call in, because I do a live blog talk and a YouTube at the same time. I want to give the number for them. And even after, I do appreciate everybody that's tuned in and that will tune in after the show. We're in for a treat today. As you've seen the title, Racism in America is what you'll look up if you want to go on blog talk and hear it. Or if you want to pull it up on blog talk, you go into blogtalk.com and Racism in America is the title. And then it's called A White Person. Who dates black, can they still be racist? That's what we're going to talk about today, because I think we are under the illusion that because a person is dating a black man or vice versa, that they like black people. But I think we've been sadly mistaken, and I want to show you why and how. Okay? Blog Talk, the number if you want to call in, it's going to be 563-999-3682 if you want to call in. And I should have put it in the link if you guys wanted to. Welcome, Andre. How are you? I should have put it in the link. I wanted to invite friends. I'm sorry, I didn't put it in the link, you guys. Hold on. I should have put it in the link. So if you guys want to chime in, you can. Feel free. I don't ever want to think you got. I'm not approachable, or you can't call in. If you want to call in and want to join the live, you can. If you have some input, you know, some type of input, feel free. I'm not selfish. I like to share. I just want us to go over a couple of more things before I get into that. I want us to let's talk about this Harry and what's his wife's name, the Prince Harry and his wife. Okay, that whole thing is so crazy. For one, and I think that right there is going to prove my point today. Okay, racism is so down deep in white folk. Okay, and let me just clear something up because I love black folk. Okay, and you know I have a love for them. I love me some black people. Okay, and because I have a love for them, and I try to help us to recognize who our enemies are or frenemies, whatever you want to call them. People tend to think that I don't like white people. That's farthest from the truth. I don't have a clue. I don't have a inkling. It's not a dislike or a like. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel sorry for them, what they go through or what they're going to go through. I don't think about them like that. I think about black people and how I can wake my people up just like they think about theirs, just like Biden is thinking about his people, right? The survival or the non-survival of his people and how he's putting immigrants and Asians in their places to be up over black folks. So no matter what, we do. And no matter what, he's going to make it to where, okay, our population is depleting. He knows that. Biden knows that. Did you hear when he said that we're going to have to answer to the immigrants or the Asian, the Spanish? Remember he said that? He said that because he knows that his population, his generation, his population of white folk is diminishing. They're not reproducing. They're not making up babies. Even y'all don't want them things around, okay? He's not even allowing them to reproduce, okay? He told us to reproduce and multiply. But the more they try to hold us down, the more we're going to multiply. So if you really look at it, it's more black folk in the world anyway. It's the whole world more than them, okay? And they want you to believe that even in America that we're still underneath them. You have to understand their population is diminishing, so that's why everybody come in immigrant, everybody come in Asian, everybody white, they come in, they don't look like they call white. Okay, even if you came from Africa, you still call white. Even if you came from Egypt, you still call white, which you have black roots, okay, but they still call you white. Okay, so they're trying to stack their deck with people that are non-white. Even if you come from another country, they want you to believe, you know, they want to classify you as white. Then that way they'll still say, oh, well, it's still more of us than you. Okay, you believe that. Anyway, Harry, I didn't really watch a lot of the interview because it was sickening, for one. For two, I don't feel bad for her. For three, we've been telling our black, and I keep telling y'all black folks, when they marry white, when a black and white person come together and they have a baby, that baby usually marries what? White, right? I've told you guys that. This is nothing new. I've said that. And she's proving my point. And now she wants to whine and cry because she thought, oh, they're my friend. Janet's not your friend. Katie's not your friend. Becky's not your friend. Melinda's not your friend. Susan's not your friend. I keep telling y'all that. And when black folks tell me, well, you know, I have a best friend named Becky or Karen, and I look at her and look at that person, so you're an idiot. If you actually believe that person is your best friend, she may be your best friend. But I guarantee you when it comes down to it, you're not hers. Because guess what? If it comes down to you and her or her family and you, remember Kizzy? I always come back to that. Kizzy, remember her and the white girl were friends? They played together as babies, right? And that little white thing always thought that she was more superior than Kizzy, remember? So remember when Kizzy was, they were turned away and Kizzy was being taken away? What did the white girl do? Was Kizzy her best friend then? Did she run out there, "Damn, Daddy, don't tell Kizzy, that's my best friend." Did she say that? No, what'd she do? She went to the window, peeked out, closed the window, and walked away, right? Okay, is that what needs to happen to black people? For us to understand that we have no friends. We only have us. And if we don't like us, we in trouble because we ain't got nobody else. So we better learn how to love each other. We better love how to learn. We better learn how to love on each other. We better learn how to appreciate our blackness and how to appreciate us, how to appreciate being black. Because I don't understand what they're going to take for us to get it. I don't get it. We always want to put everybody else in front of us. And she did. She thought, okay, I'm going to marry this man. I'm marrying royalty. I mean, you already, well, I can't say her, but I keep telling black folk, we are royalty already. We were born in royalty. We have to understand our heritage. When you understand your heritage and the culture, something that was taken away, But once you understand and start doing your research and understand who you really are, then you understand it's a privilege to be married to you, my melanin family. It's a privilege. Any man that marries, any other culture that marries us, it's a privilege. But I hope that you're teaching your sons stay away from the Meccans. I hope that you're teaching your children that they are not your friend. I hope you're teaching your children that they are not somebody that you want to be married to. I hope we're actually teaching our children that, because I think we've gotten comfortable over the years and we keep thinking that racism is gone. It bothers me and it's very upsetting for me to hear black folks say that, because how can you say that racism is gone? And you're looking at the carers every day and they're calling the police, and I heard the Asian girl on Real who said that we need to maybe upgrade she said maybe we need to, I guess, bring in more police officers to patrol the Asian businesses in the Asian areas. But my thing is, you don't have any Asian businesses in your area. They're in black areas. So if you're that offended or affected by black people, my Asian family, or my Asian cousins or whatever, I suggest you move your businesses out of the black areas if you're that threatened. And I keep telling you guys, we're boycotting anything Asian. I am not buying anything Asian, Asian nothing. I'm not letting them touch my toes. I'm not letting them touch my nails. I'm letting them touch any part of my body. So if you can't find somebody black to do what you need, then you don't need it done. It is time out, and Google is your friend, and it's time out for us to continue giving them our money and then looking at them crazy because they don't know how to treat you. You don't know how to treat you, so why would they know how to treat you? You teach people how to treat you, family. If you cannot, if they cannot honor you, if they cannot respect you, then guess what? They don't get 5 cents of my money. I'm just saying, okay? We're going to do better, right? Yes, we're going to do better, Cassie. Yes, just say it. We're going to do better. But I keep getting off the subject. I'm not trying to. But for this hairy person, I hope she's understanding that she didn't even have a friend and she was laying next to him every night. He never once went against his family. Yes, he kind of, you know, pushed her aside. So he said, okay, it's me and my wife and my son. But he still has connections with his family, okay? He's not going to disrespect his mother. That's why when the question was asked, he said, I won't have any comments to that, right? He still didn't protect her, did he? He protected her and put her over here. Okay, I'm with you over here, but as far as him, you know, getting his family straight on those issues, he did not. He moved her, but he didn't straighten them out, did he? No, because guess what? He still has loyalty to his family. Hey, hello, people don't understand that. This boy is still connected to his family. No matter, she may not be, the little baby may not be, which is sad, but that's showing his, that should show him how they really feel about his seed. I'm just saying, this speaks volumes to me, and it speaks volumes to her. But for you who's a royalty, and I think in her heritage, she has royalty in her heritage, but you were ready to kill yourself because of white supremacy? Are you serious? Are you serious? Are we that mentally ill? And this is where we need our mental health check. I do believe every black person in this world needs a mental health check. We really do need to have a class taught by a B1 person, taught by not a Roland Martin, not a Candace Owens, taught by somebody like Cassie. I'm just saying. I need to have a B1 class for black people to really understand why it is so amazing to be black. I'm telling you, I love it. There is you could not bribe me to be anything else but black. I'm sorry. We had a hard time, yes, but guess what? He is preparing us for, we can outstand anything. We can take anything. We can go through anything and everything with no problems. We may have to breathe and we have to take a break. We may have to sit on the sideline and rest for a minute, but we come back in and we come back in swinging, don't we? He's created us to be able to handle the storms. So there's nothing that we can't handle. So when I hear a black person say, oh, my God, it's too much, I look at them and be like, oh, no, it's not ever too much. You were made for such a time as this. We were made for such a time as this, family. Okay? We were made for this. So for her to be whining now and, oh, it's me, no, you brought that on yourself because you were supposed to marry black. You thought you was leveling up, huh, by marrying somebody of another species, of a Neanderthal species. You thought you were leveling up by leaving the human race and going to a Neanderthal species? Really? I'm sorry. That's what they are. Look it up. Open Diary is your friend. She's an amazing speaker, and you guys need to look her up on Saturday. She comes on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Open Diary. Check her out. I'm telling you, she's amazing. But she talks about the hybrids, and she talks about the culture, and she talks about your heritage, which is what black people need to get back to, our heritage and our culture. We have to get back to this family. We cannot any longer continue to ignore what's right in front of your face, who we really are. And, yes, a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers don't understand that, but we are the chosen, and we'll always be chosen. You cannot deny that. You cannot be blinded about that. You cannot say anything about that. Because if you did your history, you would know truth, too, if you were ready for the truth. But a lot of white folk, a lot of other cultures aren't ready for the truth. So this is why we avoid, okay, truth. This is why, when we say, oh, Jesus was black, they go, oh, it'll tell, it doesn't matter. Well, if it didn't matter, why you change it? I'm just saying. I think, but why'd you change it? If, in fact, it didn't matter. So it had to matter. Because you changed everything. You whitewashed the whole Bible. Everybody in there was black. You made them white. Look at the Ten Commandments. Try testing. Really? You had white folks look like that over there in Egypt? I'm just saying. But you tell me color don't matter. It does. But this is why I keep showing you. And White It Out, there's a White It Out series on YouTube by Redirect. Okay, White It Out, it's 12 series. You guys need to check it out. It's amazing. Talks about the Bible, talks about culture, talks about everything that was whited out in history. Okay, which is what we need to understand. Everybody was black on this earth at first. Everybody. Everybody was black on this earth. But I want us to recognize the dangers. Not recognizing who our enemies are. Who, be very careful who you're calling your best friend. Be very careful. The only reason why people don't want to discuss their blackness is because different issues that will come up with it. You don't want to discuss the real issues. You want to keep tucking them under. I don't want to talk about that because people think I'm racist. Or then they'll call you racist. Black people can't be racist. Did you guys know that? Black people can't be racist. A racist is a person that has power. Black people don't have power. I got to tell you that. We don't have power. We can't change anybody's situation. We can't even change ours. We have the power to change ours, but we don't. We still waiting on Biden to do it for us. And now he's dangling this Reaper Reparations carrot in front of our face. It's carrot. He's not meaning you any good, but black people keep chasing that carrot. Well, that's another carrot. Let's see what he means with this one. Well, okay, he mentioned it. Let's see. When are we going to wake up? This man is not going to give you reparations unless God himself makes them give us reparations. I do believe that we're going to get it, but it's not going to be through them. It's not going to be through them, but I do believe we're going to get it. But you have to understand, people don't want to talk about it because they're ashamed. You understand? They got their money that was given to them. Everything that white folk got, it was given. Land was given. Houses given. Remember GI Bill? Those loans was given. Small percentage loans was given to these white men that went and fought a war. Black men that fought the same war couldn't get the same benefits. Tell me why did we teach and train our children to go fight for a country that hates them? I have no idea. We have done so many things in our history that I just don't understand why. I don't even understand why would you want to force yourself to go into a white person's establishment when you had a hamburger place right down the street that you could have went to your own and ate a fresh hamburger with fries, freshly cooked, fresh, to go to eat their poisonous, steady and dropped in the floor hamburger with hair on it and some of everything that they put in your hamburger, and you ate it because you forced them to fix your food and you knew they didn't like you. I'm just saying, does that make sense? A whole lot of stuff that we did back in the day didn't even make sense back in the day. You know, after I got, older, I asked my mom, I used to ask her, why were we forced to sit at their restaurant? Why would we want them to fix our food? I keep saying this. I said, we had our own restaurants across the street, and we had fresh food. All we had to do was put our monies into our own, taxes into our own, and it would have looked better than theirs. And you know, when black folks do it, we do it, right? So you know ours would have done better, way better than theirs, if we had supported and kept our own. But we came from under them from slavery, and then we wanted to get back up under them again. And we've been up under them again. And this is why we're not free, because we went backwards. You know how the children of Israel came out of Egypt and some wanted to go back and some, and the earth opened, and the ones that wanted to go back fell in the hole, and the ones kept moving, saw the promised land, but a whole lot of them had to die off. That's what's happening now. That's what's happening now. The ones that's looking at this vaccine and saying, oh, we can trust our enemy, let's go take it, they're going to die. Two-thirds will die. Did you know a part of the ingredient in there was Luciferin something? It's an ingredient in the one of the vaccines. It's an ingredient in the vaccine that tells you where it's coming from, and people are still taking it, which is retarded, ridiculous. But whatever, that's on another, but I don't care what you do for real. But that's called, you know, dividing the wheat from the tares, okay? That's how he's going to do it. The ones that's going to listen and to be obedient and look and say, I'm not taking that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going back to Egypt. They're going to live. But if you go back to Egypt, you look back, like Lot's wife did, she turned into a pillar of salt, right? You look back. Well, I sure wish I could go back and see what they're doing now. You're going to die. If you go back to Egypt, you're going to die. I'm just saying. We have to look at the bigger picture of what's happening. It's time to move forward. It's time to get into what God is creating for us. And let me tell you what I did this week. I don't know how I was. This should have been something first that I was talking about. Remember we talked about land, right? Okay. Blackit is offering land, okay? Blackit, BLAXIT.com is offering land to anyone that wants to buy land, who wants to repatriate back to Africa. And it's from the Gambia. And Demir, Dynasty Demir is also getting land in Ghana for, I think, 700, I'm not sure, but he does have a program also. He's selling land. Okay, but I'm going to tell you about Blackit. And the land is in, they do have videos about this, and it's B-U-S-U-R-A, Berusha, okay, and that land is $1483 U.S. dollars for the land, and it's a 20 by 20, and then you also have land, it's over by a river, and it's called K-A-R-T-O-N-G, Kartong, and that's $2550, okay. And that's more by the water. And then you have another one at, I think that those plots are gone, and it's called Gunjur. It's G-U-N-G-U-N-J-U-R. And I think that was going for $3,000, okay? I'm sure I'm missing the taxes on that. But I'm just saying, if you want, and if you're thinking about repatriating back, if that's something that's been on your plate, and the Gonjour land, let me see, I was trying to see if I had a price. If you're interested, you can email Julia at blaxithomes.com. No, I'm sorry, at gmail.com. It's B-L-A-X-I-T-H-O-M-E at gmail.com. B-L-A-X-I-T-H-O-M-E at gmail.com. If you're actually interested in an answer, tell her that you're trying to get information about the homes, and she will give you another number, which is Eta ETO. And I'm trying to think. I have his number. I don't want to call his number. Let me see. I'm gonna give you his number in 2 seconds. I don't want to dial it though. Let me see if I can view contact. Hold on. Let me view his contact. Okay, his number, you have to put the plus sign, and it's 220-254-4658. That's who you would actually get in contact with, okay? So you can get in contact with him instead of doing the Gmail, and then he'll deal directly with him. So she works with him, so she directs us to him, okay? So his name is ETO, okay? And it's, you have to put the plus sign, and you dial this through WhatsApp, okay? 220-254-4658, and that's his number. And if you are thinking about the land, and those are the three spots that they do have it, it's Kartong, K-A-R-T-O-N-G, B-U-S-U-R-A, and Gunjur, G-U-N-J-U-R. Okay, and I did put some money down, and you can. You don't have to have a whole $1,400. If you have half, you can. I did put some money down on the Kartong, K-A-R-T-O-N-G, by the river. So I'm just saying, if this is something that you are interested in doing, you can call them and you can get all of the information. You'll have a contract. I did do a land acquisition agreement That takes as soon as you pay all the money, you get it back within 2 or 3 weeks. It's not long, but you can start doing building. You can start. I think they have people that you can use to build. Or if you want to use it as whatever, you can use it for your business. You can use it to build a house. You can use it to start your agriculture. Whatever it is you want to do, you can do it. Do whatever with that land. Okay, so it's yours. So you want to just sit and hold it. You want to give it to your grandkids. It's yours to own. But I think, where are you going to find land for $1,400, $2,000, or $3,000, which is a great price near the beach? This $3,000 property was amazing. I just, it was being cheap, and I didn't want to spend $3,000. I'm just saying, I was being cheap. That's me. But hey, you may have it. You're getting ready to get your stimulus check. $1,400 is what's that, $1,495? Why not put it on some land? I'm just saying. And you can buy your land right out, and then you can get your business going, online business, sell products. I'm in the process of doing that now. Also want to take a class up as far as trading and stuff. So it's things that I'm setting up so that I'll be able to move. And when I am able to move, I'll be able to still have an income coming in. And my thing is to retire this year. Okay. And I'm setting everything up. So I hope that you guys are setting your stuff up or getting set up so that you will be able to move into your own home. I don't care if I go there and have to put a tent on my land. I don't care if mine. I'm just saying, it's your own. Are you going to own any land here in America for $700? And my thing, are you going to go down with the ship when you know that America is being destroyed? Are you really going to sit up there and tell me, well, we fought for this country, and you're dying for it? What in the world? Well, that sounds so stupid. Well, we fought. We died. Okay, do you think our ancestors would want, if they had a chance to go back with a boat, do you think they wouldn't have went back? Excuse me. Do you think they would have stayed here if they had a way to get back, with opportunity or the mindset? They didn't have the mindset because it wasn't time. But now it's time. That's why do you see millions, and I do mean millions of people are repatriating back already. You guys should look at the videos on YouTube. You should look at the videos. I mean, from UK, Caribbeans, Jamaica, America, people are repatriating back to Africa by the droves. In millions. So you can sit up here and you can die for a country that hates you. You can die fighting for your whatever. I mean, you're not even considered a U.S. citizen here. So you can go there and get your citizenship and have a dual, you can have a dual citizenship here and there. But I'm just saying, you're going to fight for, and here, I'm looking at something that's talking about Sister Sankofa. Write this down, Sankofa. Repatriation Assistance Program. That just popped up on my feed. I'm going to look at that now. Well, I'm not going to look. After I get done with this, it's Sankofa, Repatriation Assistance Program. Okay, and that's on YouTube. So there are ways. If you want to do this, family, there are ways that we can do this. You don't have to sit here and take this abuse. You don't. We've been in such an abusive relationship for so long. We think it's normal. This is not normal behavior to be treated like dogs and animals every day, all day. And they're doing stupid stuff to you every day that they can. They're doing stupid stuff, and then, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was inappropriate. Okay, but you won't do anything. You won't think of saying anything out of the way of them because you're always considering their feelings, but they never consider yours. Tell me, why is that? I'm just trying to be real. I'm not fake phony. I say what's on my mind, and a lot of people don't like it, but I don't care because that's who I am. God made me this way to wake you guys up. It's time, because some people, black folk, need it just like I'm giving it. They need it. Now, the ones that don't need it can't follow me, but the ones that need it the way I'm giving it, I'm just saying. It's time for us to wake up. So I'm going to give you her name again, and you might want to look at this. It's Sankofa, Repatriation Assistant Program. Repatriation Assistant Program. Do you hear me? It's a program out here that will help you to get back to the motherland. Okay? So I know a lot of people wanting to go, and they're thinking, oh, my God, I can't do it. Yeah, it's honey, where there's a will, there's a way, because they are letting you put this land there. This man with Global Properties, he has a program also, and he'll allow you to put a down payment on the house. And it's $26,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath house, home, okay, in Gambia. I'm just saying, why are we sitting up here struggling to do what? Get your online business. And when you get to, if you got $10,000, and I know a lot of us is going to have money from your taxes, take your money and get your butt on a plane and get your COVID test first. Don't have to think you have to get a COVID test. Get your visa, find out whatever country you want to go to. See if you need a visa. I think Gambia, you can get a visa when you get there. And I'm going to get my visa there because I'm not going to pay these fees here. I'm going to get my visa when I get there. But get your bank account ready and just get and go. I'm serious. It is time for you to do something different. Why are you dying and fighting for a country that hates you? Why? We've been in this relationship for so long. It's like an abusive relationship, abusive husband. And you keep going back to him, keep going back to him. He keeps beating the hell out of you, and you keep going back. He beats you some more, you keep going back. He beats you some more, you keep going back. Why are we doing that to ourselves? Why would you want to? I don't understand that. Help me to understand that. Why? Stop it. Just get out of this abusive relationship. Let's do it. You can get your own business when you get down there. It doesn't take that much. You can get an Airbnb and rent it out. Brandon's done it. Okay? American Strike, Pan African Strike Back, he's done it. He's doing it. He's got two. When I get down there, I may do it too. I haven't decided. But I'm just saying, I'm going to see how it works. But I'm not going to sit here and be abused. I'm not going to sit here. I am trying to create a new generational blessing for my grandchildren and my great, 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 great. I'm trying to get them out of America. Somebody has to do it. If you don't do it, your generations will stay here. And maybe the next somebody in the next generation will look and do what you were supposed to do. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And thank you for joining. We have we need to check our mental health. I'm serious. It is time for black people to check their mental health because we are suffering bad. And if we don't get it together, we're not going to make it. And when I see black people that's wanting to get this vaccine, you're, again, trusting your open enemy. And like you said, Quinn, Cartel, I hope I'm pronouncing your name, not trying to mispronounce your name. But like you said, it's truly sick. We have a problem. We are in the predicament that we are in, and we can change it at any point, and we don't. Now, that is sick. At any time, we can change our situation, and we still looking to white daddy to do it. We're looking for Biden. We're looking for anybody white. Help us. We are the lost children from Africa. We need some help. Help us. Help us. No, we're going to help ourselves. We're going to help ourselves. We're going to save our money. We're going to get an extra job if you need to for now, just for now. We're going to get our own businesses when you get there. So if you got some money, all you need is probably $500. You can rent those buildings over there, I'm just saying. And you can open up your own little shop. But I would take a little bit more so that you can put supplies in your shop. Or you can have an online business. Or you can do export-import. Dr. Harnett talked about export-importing. I'm just saying there's things that we can do, so let's make it happen, family. Don't sit here and say, I can't afford to do this or I can't afford to do that, but you're getting your nails done. Stop getting your nails done. Put that $50 aside, and you can put it down on your land. Stop getting your hair braided, taking $300 or $200 or $150, put that down on your land or save it. And take your hair, your braid. See how I have my hair? Okay, I don't need my hair braided right now, but my granddaughter does it for me anyway. So when you see my hair braided, my granddaughter is 12. She does my braid, and she is going to get her own business, and I'm training her well. And I set a money aside for her to have her own business when she gets there because she's coming, and I'm going to set her up, and I'm going to get her a shop, and she's going to do some braiding, and she's going to have people working for her. I'm just saying. I've already set up. My daughter is going to have a queen smoothie. She's the queen smoothie. You can look her up, Queen Smoothie on Instagram. And she has a business, and she's going to be set up in Africa, and she's going to be doing it there and here. I'm just saying, these are things, and you can look at my daughter now. She's on Instagram, Queen Smoothie, okay, and she does smoothies, okay? So I'm just saying, my whole family, this is the spirit of entrepreneurship is on us, okay? So we already have the plan as far as how we're going to, you know, do our generational wealth, okay? So I look at black people, what is your gift in your family? Your gifts are something that you're doing already for free, okay, that you love doing it, that you would do it. Some people love to bake, and they just bake, and they bake, and they bake. That's your gift. Use your gift. God said your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts will make room for you. So whatever your gift is, if your gift is hair, go over there and do some hair. If your gift is marketing, let's market. If your gift is entrepreneurship, just do it. What are you waiting for? If you can bake, let's bake. If you can cook, let's cook. If you, they need a vegan restaurant over there. Who has a contact with vegan food? Hamburgers, vegan, anything.
open you a vegan truck. Get you a vegan spot there. There's nobody talking vegan in Africa. Why? Who? And everybody in America eats vegan, right? And I'm sure some people over there eat vegan. I'm sure. Why are you sitting here? Go there and open up your own vegan restaurant, your coffee, a meet and greet, your cafe, your wine tasting spot. I'm just saying, your coffee spot. I did say cafe, right? Okay. Sky is the limit. You go over there, you see what's needed. You need concrete. They need roads over there. Who can do concrete? Where are my welders? Where are my car mechanics? They need mechanics over there, okay? They need dump truck operators. If you can purchase a dump truck, take it with you. Or have one. Maybe you can have enough money so when you get there, you can purchase one. Because I've seen a video, and the guy said, you have a dump truck, that's your million-dollar business right there. Bam! And there's a guy, Travel and Trade. She interviewed this guy, and he has, I think it's the Hood Trucks, Hood Properties. He has trucks. So look him up, Hood Properties. And I do think they have a website, and they have a YouTube page, I think. But they have Hood, and he's opening a trucking business, and he's going to teach you how to do it. Get in his class, find out, and then take your butt to Africa and do it. I'm just saying, there are so many ways that we can do this. We can be free, and we can have our own. Okay, don't go over there looking for a job. You go over there running a business, you're running your company, running your dump truck. They need a garbage man over there. I'm not saying they have a lot of issues with plastic, okay? They need people to collect your plastic. Get some land. Let that be your dumping area. Figure out what they're doing here with the landfill. And you can go over there and open up a landfill, and you make millions. I'm just saying there are so many job or business opportunities, not job opportunities. No, business opportunities there. You want your own. You don't want to go over there looking for a job. No, you want to come there so that you can hire some of our brothers and sisters, okay? And I don't want to hear, I'm not African. They not my brother. Look, dummy, if you black, they black. I'm going to tell you what. Come to America. Let an African come to America. Don't let them say nothing. You stand next to that African, that Sudan person. You stand next to the Ethiopia. They not going to see, that's an Ethiopia or that's a Sudanese. They're going to look at black. Oh, they black, and we're going to kill both of them. I'm just saying, if I don't want to hear, you're not African and none of that. Shut up. Israel is in Africa, dummy. Stop it. And that's not the true promised land if you do your research anyway. But I'm not going to go get on that subject because that's not the promised land. Okay, do Torah Ministries and Hebrews and Negroes, do your research. Do your research. Truth Unveiled 777 talks about it. Do your research. It's a lot of research. Google is your friend. That is not the land. It's not big enough for all the black folks. Africa is the land. Do you see where they just found all that gold on that mountain in Congo? I'm just saying, people. But trust me, the gold is keep. You have to understand, Africa is a spiritual land. That gold is just came. Nobody knows where it came from, but it's in the sand. And all they doing is rinsing off the sand and having coming up with a handful of gold. Okay, watch when the white folk go over there and try to get it. It's gonna dry up because it's not for them. They tried that before. It's something diamonds just showed up on the land one time. I remember this about maybe in about 30 years ago. Diamonds started showing up. White folks, they stopped the villagers from getting it and dried up because it's not for them. It's for the people. Ain't no way Africa should be in the shape. Africa is the number one. That's your place for your milk and honey. You better ask somebody. That is the place for your milk and honey. And when I look at people and I hear them talking down on Africa, I'm saying that y'all dummies don't even know that. That's the new America, honey. Not America like what we're doing here, but that is the milk land of milk and honey, Africa. So if you smart, you'll get your butt to Africa and you'll open up your business while you can. All them Chinese coming up out of there. I don't care. Chinese can do what they want to do. All of them going to die or they coming up out of Africa. God is going to, he's not going to allow them to stay in Africa. So they just building it up for you, brothers and sisters. I'm just saying, God, he has such an amazing sense that it's our land. They want to come in and take what's ours. And before we understand, that's just like how the devil works. He want to stop your gift before you even know that you have gifts. Like, how the devil operate? Kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what the Chinese is coming to do over there. Kill, steal, and destroy. They stink. But every time, let me preach this thing. Every time they try to hurt us, guess what? They hurt themselves, don't they? They try to put drugs in our neighborhood. Yeah, they got a little bit of us, a little bit. But more of them dying with these opiates than the honey, More of them dying than we got, 170 from drugs from the heroin that they dropped in our neighborhood. Yes, they dropped drugs in our neighborhood. But guess what? More of them dying from the opiates. And God saved us from the opiates. They wouldn't even give us opiates because they thought, oh, they're going to be drug dealers. They're not in pain. They just lying. They just want the drugs to, you know, to sell, you know. They had every kind of reason why they wouldn't give us opiates. But we don't know. Yeah, they didn't know that they was covering us. God was covering us. Because if they had known that opiates was going to do what it did to them, they would have gave it to us instead of giving it to their own. Boy, I tell you, but you know what? When you blinded, and you blinded by truth, and you so busy trying to hurt other folks, it comes right back to you. I keep telling you that. So black folk, that there are programs, there are ways of us, there are ways. I can't wait to see this tape, okay? I cannot wait to see this. I told you here, her name is Sankofa. Go on there. She has a repatriation. I don't know why I have a hard time with that word. Plan, okay, program. So you guys find out what it is and get your butts home. I don't care where you go. I'm going to Gambia for myself for now. I was going to Tanzania, but I found out Tanzania, you can't own anything. You can't own property. And they may change it later, and when they do, who knows? I'm going to visit, but my thing is West. That's where most of us came from, the West. Gambia, Sierra Leone. Nigeria, that's not a place for me, right? That's not a place for me, but I'm just saying it might be a place for you, which is cool. That's your place. That's your place. But my thing right now is Gambia, okay? So my thing is let's get going, you guys. Let's do this thing. Okay, I really want to get into my topic, okay? I know I go all around first because there's different things that I wanted to talk about, but I want us to help. We keep understanding, we fail to realize that we think because white folk are dating black that they like us. It's not true. They need us to survive, family. White women and white men are not reproducing with each other. Okay, their babies are on the decline. And you can Google. Google's your friend. And it's for a reason. So they need us. It's not about love. But they rather have our men with money. Because they want to be comfortable. They're used to money. So why not marry a man with money? And why not him black being black? Because our men are so brainwashed. They think they're moving up when they get a white woman. But now you know when they hit 30, honey, down here from there, they can look 30. They can be 30, but look 60. Black don't crack, baby. Y'all look at me and be like, what the hell old Cass is? Don't you worry yourself. But I'm just saying, black don't crack. But they need you to survive. And that's why they're marrying our black men with money, because they want to survive, but they want to survive living high on the hog, which is sad because our men are thinking, are swallowing it, hook, line, and sinker, which is sad for them because they're going to be punished. The same punishment that those white folk are going to get, black men and black women are going to get. If you're married or dating or hanging around a bunch of white folk and that's your best friend, you're going to die with them. You're going to get the same punishment that they're getting. And people say, oh, Pastor, why you say that? You have to read your word. Deuteronomy 7 talks about that. He said, don't even give your children to marry them. Don't even give your children over to them. And we've given our children to marry. We've given our children for them to educate our children, which is the dumbest thing ever. I don't know why we would. Why would we ever allow our enemies to educate our babies? I have no idea. Okay? I'm just saying. But we're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're waking up. But they need you to survive. And when you have babies for them and with them, their babies, your babies, will marry white. Three generations of white, you white yourself out. I'm just saying. They would never get rid of us. They can't. Because if they could have, we would have been gone. We would have been gone a long time ago. So that's how I know that we are the chosen, because they tried so many times. But Yahshua's word says that the more they try to get rid of us, the more they try to kill you, the more you'll multiply. So the more they're trying, the more we're multiplying. And they looking at us like, we can't kill them. We can't kill them. Why can't we kill them? Because we like roaches. We could multiply. We keep multiplying. They keep on doing stuff. They keep on trying to kill us. They keep on. But every time they try, we come back bigger and stronger and more of us. We come back bigger and stronger and it'd be more of us. I don't know why they don't just give up. Because they can't kill us. They be trying to. I'm sorry. They try to get rid of us. They said, we can't get rid of niggas for nothing. I'm sorry, y'all. I should have said that. But that's what they think. They said, dang. And now we talk about reparations, so to a Biden, it's like, oh, my God, let me just take some kind of carrot in front of him, and we're going to take a seven-year study with it. Are you serious, Biden? Come on, dude. Do better. But you have to understand this. They need you to survive. And what we're doing is creating more of our enemies. We're creating more of our enemies. Because everybody was black on this in this earth. Everybody. Before, when it first started, everybody was black. But it's a long story of how they was created. It's a long story of who their daddy is. But I'm going to just say, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy? It's one spirit that does that. That's their daddy. I'm going to digress. I'm going to leave it with that. I heard a lady that said, she said that, now she had a mixed child, and she said that, and this was on a talk show, and they asked her a question about her daughter, and she said, you know what, yes, I'm her mother. She said, but every day it's a fight for me not to act racist with her. And this is her child. This is what she told. This is what she said to the host of the show. And I thought it was very, it's true, because no matter what, you can still be their friend, but they'll still say something out of the way to you because they can, or they think they can. They do that with some people. They don't do that. Honey, I'm going to tell you, I had a guy. Let me just tell you about a guy friend at work. Well, he wasn't a friend. A guy at work. And this dude, he was Asian mixed white. You know, his daddy was white, probably abused him or whatever. His mom was Asian. I don't know where she's from, one of the Asian countries, whatever. It doesn't even matter. But anyway, we were doing something one day, and he would always say different things, right? But this day, he said something, and I walked away. I didn't say anything, so I went outside, okay? Went outside. So he came outside where I was, and he, whatever I had in my hand, it was a piece of equipment, he tried to take it from me. And I said, get your hands off of it. I got that. And I was ready. Because I seen him following me outside. I said, okay, this is my day. So he was outside, no cameras, no microphones, no nothing. So when I said to get his hands off, I got that. He looked at me, he said, you're worthless, useless or something. And I looked at him, I said, you calling me useless? I said, nothing, trying to talk about a something, you got me twisted. I said, and you a racist, nothing at that. And I went on and on and on and on and on and on, and you know I did. I was ready for him. We have to understand that nothings will try to make somethings feel like nothings because they're nothings and they know they're nothing. And that's what I told him. You have a lot of nerves. You trying to, but I understand, and I told myself, I understand. I said, when you have a father like you had, your father did nothing but abuse you and your mother. I said, you have an anger toward women. You have an anger towards your mom because she didn't protect you. And you had an anger with her because she allowed your dad to abuse her. And you have an anger with men, but you have more respect for him because it's more fear than respect. Oh, I broke that thing down for him. I broke it down. But my thing, we have to get to the place where we're not accepting less. We're not accepting them to, you know, speak to us any kind of way. So when we had no cameras around, I said what I need to say to him. He's not said or done anything to me since, because he knows I'm not one of them. Somebody asked him the other day, or not asked him, but said, hey, I was out of work, and they go, where Cassie? He goes, oh, she probably had a Black Panther meet. Oh, he understood. When I got done with him, he understood I'm not one of them. Yes, sir, master, I'm not that. That's not me, okay? But I didn't say that. I didn't say anything to him at first when he first was picking or whatever. I had to wait a minute, okay? I had to wait till the right time, and that was the right time. But I told him, you are a worthless piece of nothing. You're worse than what I would step on at the bottom of my shoe. But you trying to call me? You don't validate me for one. And you never will. I'm telling you, we have to get to the place where we're not afraid to hurt their feelings because they're not afraid to hurt yours. I don't care what I said. I didn't care what I said to him because he didn't care what he said to me. It's not about, well, I'm loving everybody. That's not me. I'm respecting people who respect me. You respect me, I'm going to give it back. But if you say stuff out the way to me, I'm going to oblige you, and I'm going to say what I need to say to you to shut you down because you're not going to disrespect me. You're going to learn how to treat me. He knows how to treat me now. He knows what he can and can't say to me because I don't play that. But this is what Black folk are going to have to get. But we're so busy trying to please our masters. We're so busy trying not to hurt their feelings. We're so busy for them trying not to be called racist. We're so busy trying to keep down confusion. We're so busy trying to maintain peace. When these devils ain't trying to maintain no peace with you, they're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you every day. and you're trying to maintain peace. I'm trying to love everybody. Why? He told you to love your brother and your sister. You have more love for your enemy than you do for your sister and brother in Africa. And until they are free, until we all free, nobody's free. Until we all come together with them, because you don't have, we got black folk, we got coons here, that they, okay, and they got coons over there. It's in every two cultures. But that treasonous behavior needs to be handled. Like Candace Owens, that behavior needs to be handled. That's why I put her picture up there. She needs to be handled. Roland Martin, the coon, that come here, for the one man, what was his name that came here and said, oh, we should abolish the Black History Month. He needs to be dealt with. You came from Nigeria talking that trash. So you see that you have them in Africa and America. Those coons stick with the coons, and B1 stick with B1s, and we move it forward. But we shut them down. We shut them down. They come to Africa, we shut them down. You ain't going to come over here acting like that. You stay in America with that coon behavior, and we're going to send all the coons over here to America and let them coon up with the white folk, and they're going to kill them. I'm just saying. I don't mean nobody no harm, I'm saying. But when you come trying to hurt, trying to produce treasonous behavior and speaking against your own, but then yet you'll sit up there and give them a pass, give Biden a pass after he treated how he treated our black babies, our black men, and you give this joker a pass, and it's okay for him to do whatever now. He ain't giving nothing to you and giving all Asians, immigrants, LGBT, everything, and still ain't mention you. And then tell you I'm going to give you a study that's going to take 7 years. You keep your study and stick it up your old decrepit booty. I'm just saying. You keep your study. Did you give the Jews a study? Did you give the Indians a study? No, you gave them their money, didn't you? Okay, write the check. Cut the check. Stop all this crazy studying stuff. Nobody want no study. We don't need no study. We don't need a study to show us that you abused us. We don't need a study to show we can look at the prisons. Look at the prisons. That's your study. Look at how the black neighborhoods look. That's your study because you redlined us. You took all of the money out of our black neighborhoods so we couldn't get no loans to fix up our own. So now look at them. You did that. We didn't do that. They created them ghettos for us. We didn't create that. They created that for us. But you want a study. I'll give you a study. Let me take you around the city of Baltimore. That's your study. Let me take you around some of the ghettos in Chicago that you created, Biden. Because you said you knew what y'all did. In his 80, Biden know what he did. He know what he did. I know my conversation is too rough for some people. Drop off, go home. Have a good day. You stay here and be stuck and die with this country and die with your friends. I know my conversation is rough for some people. But guess what? That means you ain't supposed to be here no way. So you excuse. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're ready to grow, you're ready to go, you're ready to make things happen for black people, you're ready to support your own, stick around. I'm going to help you to get there because that's what this program is for. So if you not be one, have a good day. Love you, smooches. No hard feelings because guess what? You not healthy for us anyway. So you can clock off now. I need people that's ready to grow, to go, that's going to have a heart for black folks. I don't need no coons. I don't need no suck-ups and no sellouts around me because they're dangerous. You're dangerous. You got treasonous people around you, like the Black Panthers, they have treasonous people around them that should have, okay, I'm just going to say that should have. You finished the sentence. No time for treasonous behavior. Goodbye. Jungle justice awaits you. Nobody has time for craziness. It's time for black folks to understand what's going on. Stop looking at your enemy as your friend. Stop marrying your enemies and calling them wives and husbands. And then calling yourself Israelite. You're not an Israelite. If you married to a white woman, you can't be. Because your children aren't going to be Israelite children. You cannot mix and mingle with Neanderthals and talk about you got a king or queen. You don't. Your baby can't be black. It takes two black Israelites to make a black Israelite. You cannot be married to a Neanderthal and you are a black Israelite, come from the west side of Africa. Your family was slaves in the slave trade with chains, limbs cut off, babies cut out your stomach, babies fed alligators, and you holler, I'm an Israelite, but you married to a white woman. Not happening. Not happening. You have just put yourself up for adoption. You and your children will never be Israelite because they're not mixed with Israelite blood. Okay? I'm just saying. So we have to understand that just because you see a white woman with a black man, it's, and some of them don't even, they don't even like black women. They're like, they are so jealous of black women. Y'all have to understand that. Y'all have to understand that. These white women that's so, that's married to these black men, they want to be black so bad they can't stand it. They hate you. They're so jealous of you black women. They're so jealous of you, they don't know what to, but you want to be them and they want to be you. What? They want your curls and you want their straight hair. That's why y'all see these women with these white long weaves down to their booty holes. And you know what? Your hair ain't that long. It'll never get that long. So stop it. Cut it. And if you don't wear weaves, at least get your curly one. Jesus. Come on. Come on. Stop it. These white women want to be you. They so jealous of you. That's why they can't stand you. Because they say, oh, I wish I could be one. Yeah, the best thing they can do is get with your man. I'm just saying. And they do that trying to upset you. Because I can get something you can't get. Your man going to come to me and treat me better than they treat you. Some of them will. But some of them waking up. But my thing is, I want to get to the place where I'm healing that too. Because that's about healing. That's about healing. Our men are so hurt. But if you live in the country for 400 years, several generations, and you pass down trauma, hurt, rage, anger, you pass that down from generation to generation. They get tired to the point where they don't want anything that's representing their blackness because of the hurt, just the hurt, because everybody that looks at them hate them. I did a story last week of a black man that hated to be black. He was saying it. He was saying it. He actually meant it. It was sad, but it showed education had a lot to do with it. It showed really a lot of education because we're allowing our enemies to teach and train our babies, okay, which is horribly wrong. We should be teaching our own babies. We should open up our own schools. They had to fall. They fell so that we can rise, but we didn't catch it. Some caught it, but a lot of us didn't because we're still waiting to go back to work for white folks. And this is your time, your opportunity, black man and woman, to open up your own business. It's time for us to open up our own, but on the continent. It's time for us to do homework to see how we can get those businesses going. Exporting, importing. And we need people that's actually going to be able to ship stuff. We need like a post office, okay, that'll be able to ship stuff there. We need to establish this because shipping right now is, you know, I don't know if it's super expensive because I'm looking into it now, but I'm going to let you know because I want us to get into some things. I'm going to say right now, but I want us to, we're going to try to do some things importing and exporting from here. And if you have stuff here, you can send it there. But we got to find out how can we send it as cheap as we can, okay? We got to have reputable people that working on the grounds of Africa that when our stuff get there, that we, because I'm hearing stories about these storage, when our storage get there, they're going in them. I don't know if we can have a lock on them or what, but they're going in them, and they're tearing them apart and stealing stuff out of them. No. How can we work to where our stuff, we send our stuff there and it's safe? How do we do that? How do we work that? Or you get charged extra, an extra $6,000. Who has that? Come on, why are you doing your brother and sister like that? Stop it. See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I mean. But you'll give white folk a pass. They got money. You won't charge them extra. But you'll come and charge your own extra. Why? I'm just saying, you guys, come on. There's things that we need to look into. And it's so sad because a lot of black folks think that just because their friend has a white wife that she likes black people, we believe that. Because we could tell people, I could tell my husband, you know, hey, so you know, we talk about issues and stuff, and he'll say, oh man, you know, but he married, you know, but she's white, married to black, you know, black whatever, you know, she's married to a black dude. But honey, she don't like black people. Because I had a it was a girl, I went to a church in Virginia, this was about 10 years ago, and probably a little longer, and it was a white lady that, next, she was Spanish, like Puerto Rican, I think, but she was one of the white Puerto Ricans, and she hated black people, but she was at a black church, but she was only there for the black men. You understand what I'm saying? We couldn't get close to her, you know, she wasn't, you know, trying to be, you know, friends with you or nothing, she was there for the black men. So, and it is very sad because you surround yourself with black people. You don't even like black people. You're just doing it because you want a black man. So I digress. But it's time for us to wake up and see who and what kind of people we're dealing with. it is time for us to recognize the type of people that we're dealing with. These people are not human. These are Satan's children. Who comes to kill, steal, and destroy? Have you figured that out yet? And they come to kill, steal, and destroy black people. You can say it's true or not. Look around you. You don't have to agree with everything I say. I want you guys to look up. You don't have to believe anything that I say. I need you to do your homework. Google is your friend. I'm going to say that again. Google is your friend. Google is your friend. Okay? But I love black folk. In the next conversation, we're going to have some conversations like this. I'm going to tell you the next thing we're going to talk about. Look, next week, we're going to talk. Next Tuesday, oh, yeah. I think this one, I had everybody can represent themselves except black folks. We always have white folks speaking or Spanish folks speaking for us. And the black people that do speak up for us, they talking crazy. We can't never have white folk that black folk choose. Black folk that white folk choose for us is coming. That's the only ones that can speak up for black people. That's the only one they're going to allow us to speak up for us. They're not going to allow Cassie or Dr. Todd Anderson to speak up for us. They're going to allow, who is that, Tommy Heasy coach? They're going to allow people like him. They're going to allow, who's the boy that came up there and spoke for reparations, who was on the bus turning on in his drawers? Commercial, yeah, I don't know, video he made or something, I don't even know his name, Owens, I think, or something. I don't, Tommy, was it Thomas Owens? Owens was last name, I think. But he was on a bus full of people, white folks, full of people. He was gay. And he's turning, twirling on a handle of a bus bar. You know, when you stand and you hold on the pole of the bus, he's twirling on that in his drawers on the bus. This is who you allowed to come and represent us. He was like, what, 21, 20, between 25, maybe 27, up in that area. But this is who you got to represent black people. And Sheila Jackson should be ashamed of herself. If that's the best you got, girl, you ain't for black folks. Because look who you got to represent us. Somebody had to reach out to get these fools. Candace Owens. Somebody had to. She got her own show. You guys know that, right? Why she have her own show? Because guess what? She ain't representing you. She talked bad about George Floyd. The man died. And she was talking about he died of an overdose. How in the hell? Sorry. How you died of an overdose? How? You might have, I don't know if you, the true autopsy, I don't think, do we believe it or not? Do we believe what they say? But I've seen a cop knee on his neck, and I know he stopped breathing. Would that have happened if the cop's knee wasn't on his neck? No, because he was fine. He was exchanging the $20 bill, and I'm going to tell you what, that store that called the police on him, they should have boycotted the heck out of that store. That store should have shut down. Do you hear me? Denver, Minneapolis, sorry, you dropped the ball. That store? Well, George Floyd, they called the cops on George Floyd. That store should have been shut down. You should have boycotted that store. You mean tell me you got black folks coming to patronize you, only black folks, and you call the police on them, knowing what the police do in a black neighborhood, but you call the police on them, and that dude is from not even here, but he owns a store, and y'all still patronizing that store today. Tell me why. Tell me why that store was not shut the hell down. Hell is not a bad word. I'm just saying. That's where some of y'all going. So I can say it. Hell, 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 hell. I'm just saying. But I'm just, why was that store not shut down? These are conversations that we need to have. Nobody even mentioned the store. He called the police on our brother. And he died because of the store. They called the police. If the store hadn't called the police, the brother would still be walking around today. But then you want to tell us, oh, he died because he had drugs in the system. Y'all, some people were dumb enough to repeat that, Candace. Some people, Candace Owen, were dumb enough to repeat what white folk told you, what they wanted to tell you, and you soaked it up like we always do. We always, always believe our enemies. You believe liars. They lie, steal, kill, and destroy. They lie all the time, and every time they open their mouth, we suck it up and we believe everything they got to say. Tell me why. Do we believe and trust our enemies like that? Why? I don't understand. Can somebody help me to understand, please? Why do we trust them? Every word that comes out of Dr. Fauci's mouth, we believe. Every word we believe. But I love me some Wendy Williams. Dr. Oz was trying to tell her, take that vaccine. She said, I'm not taking it. He said, why? But you have millions following you. She said, and I'm still not taking it. He said, but you have millions following you. And she said, and I'm still not taking it. That shows me, I don't know how long she's going to be on show, on air, because she went against the program. So they might cut her show off. I'm just saying, watch Wendy Williams. Watch. When she said she went against NASA, right? and master's feeding her right. Her bread is buttered by master. And you went against master, see how long her show is going to be on. This is what I'm saying. Anybody, anytime they can use you, you good. Nick Cannon, he apologized 50,000 zillion trillion, and he's still apologizing today. They're good. But he had to kiss they behind to get his show back, right? But he didn't have to do that, but he didn't have faith in himself. He didn't have faith in black folks. We would have supported him because he stood for what's right. We would have supported him, and that brother would have done better without them. But he was not, he didn't have enough faith in his own. He had more faith in them than he had in his own to think that his own was going to back him. But we're backing him already. All he had to do was look at the news. All he had to do was look at YouTube. All he had to do was look at black media, and we would show him, we got you, brother. You go out there and make another album, everybody would have went and bought that album. And my thing is, I want to know, when do we hold black folks accountable for the music that they're producing? When do we hold them accountable? That's what I want to know. We're going to talk about that. I'm writing it down because I want to talk about that. That's going to be a show for me, maybe about another month. When do we hold our black entertainers accountable for all that negative, nasty music? I don't hear anybody cussing in their music, cussing their women out, calling these women bees and all this stuff, but black folk. Why? And we allow that? Shut them down. Cardi B, shut her down. She's not even black. Talk negative about black people, but you bought her a $3 million house. Shame on you. Nick Cannon built them, whatever place he was working with, $1 billion. He told him, I made you $1 billion, but you didn't make that for yourself. That's sad. That's sick. We're sick. And until we understand that we have an issue, until we are truthful with ourselves to know that we are dealing with Stockholm Syndrome, Willingham Syndrome, until we are truthful and honest, nothing will change. Until we understand that we are all we have and nobody is coming to save us, nobody is coming to save us, that we only have each other. We only have each other, family. And if we don't do it for us, who's going to do it for us? Biden, hold your breath. Or don't hold your breath because you're going to die holding it, waiting on that cracker to do anything for you. Because they keep dangling the carrot. You keep running at that carrot. Oh, I almost got it. And then they snatch it back. Oh, and then they put it out there. And you reach for it again. I almost got it. And they snatch it back. And you do it again. Every 4 years, they'll dang that carrot. They're going to dang it again. When it's closer to election again, Sheila Jackson dangled the carrot in 2019 because Democrats was trying to get your attention, right? She dangled their reparations carrot, didn't she? And talked about it. She talked about it. And they talked about it since. Every now and then, it'll come up, right? They dangling that carrot, and they'll dangle it again. 2024, they'll dangle it again. 2023, they're going to dangle that reparations carrot again, okay? And then to get you on for 2024, and then they won't talk about it for another 4 years, and then the next 4 years will be 2027, they'll dangle it again, and then they'll think they got you again. When you're going to wake up, black folks, we don't need that damn carrot. Let them keep that carrot and let's go get our own carrots. We can grow a whole agricultural full of carrots. I'm just saying. We can grow a whole agricultural full of carrots. We don't need that carrot. Go grow your own carrots. Go get your own farm. I told you, I'm going to give me some land, and I'm going to lease it out to people. I'm going to give me two freezers, a few freezers. I'm going to start with one, and I'm going to lease those freezers because I'm hearing that they need freezers, solar freezers, to connect to the farms, so when you they have a place to put their fruit and produce in, okay, and they can rent the freezer area. I'm just saying that's one of my things I'm gonna do when I get there, okay. So you have to come up with your own businesses, but land agriculture, you can't go wrong with that. Get you some cows or some goats and some sheep, you can't go wrong with that. You get one or two sheep. Sheep's $100. Get you two, a boy and a girl, and you, in 3 years, you'll have a whole slew full of sheep. I'm just saying, You can get you some rabbits. If people feel like rabbit meat, I don't know. Get you some rabbits, sell your rabbits, have some rabbits, and you have a whole slew of rabbits, and you can have rabbit meat. I'm just saying. You can get you some chickens, okay? I'm just saying, family, it's so many ways of us making money. You can sell with your chickens, you can sell the eggs, and you can sell the meat, chicken meat. I'm just saying, for people that's not vegan over there. People that's not, you can have rabbit meat. I am trying to come up with an idea as far as so we can be free financially. It's time for us to walk into our wealth. They walked in, into theirs. Now it's time for us to walk into ours. But let me, I digress. I keep getting off subject, I know. Okay. Again, I keep telling you, we are so busy trying to impress white folks that we don't want to bring up serious racial issues, topics, because we don't want to be labeled as racist. We don't want to be labeled as rebellious. We don't want to be labeled as the angry black woman or the angry black man or the angry black anything. We don't want to be troublemakers. Well, let's be troublemakers because it's time for them to deal. You know what? My screen is kind of dark. Is it kind of dark?
I was just looking at that because usually I sit up under a light. And hold on, I need to turn on. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn on the light. Hold on. Isn't that better? That's a little better, I think. I'm sorry, y'all. I was like, why is my thing so dark? Oh, isn't that better? Does that look better? I think it does. Thank you, guys. I'm like, why is it so dark? I usually have a little light coming down because it's so dark, you know. I mean, it's sunny out, but it's just, I don't know. Okay. Looks better. Okay. We're so afraid of getting that label, okay, as far as being the angry black person. We don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't care. It's time to hurt their feelings. It's time. They don't ever get to a place where they don't want to hurt your feelings. Because they're going to hurt yours. Because they say stuff all the time. I've seen a thing where one of the store managers, or they was in a restaurant, and he told the black people that they had to eat outside. Why we got to eat outside? Why you saying eat outside? What do you mean? I'm coming to your restaurant. Okay, let's just imagine this. We're coming to a restaurant, and the manager makes an announcement. We want all black folks to step outside. We're going to serve you out there. Excuse me? Why? I tell you what, let me go to another restaurant that where I can sit where I want to. And it's plus it's going to be black. Because I try to go to as many black restaurants now as possible. I don't do Asian. If you want a Chinese shop, I know we got some black Negro, black Chinese? Chinese girls or something, Chinese girls. We got some black Chinese girls here that can make Chinese food. And you can have your own egg foo young and real chicken meat and real beef instead of some of that other stuff that they were serving you, okay? Because you know they were serving you some nasty, so they don't like you in the first place. But we was buying and ready to buy and glad to buy all the dogs and cats. I'm just saying. I didn't say anything out the way. I'm just saying we was glad to buy them, wasn't it? And we ate them good, didn't we? They don't even like you. So what do you think you was eating? I'm just saying. But we used to eating dirty meat. We used to eating from people that don't like you. We've been eating for white folks for a long time, and they don't like you. And we even paid them. We made them. I'm going to sit in your restaurant whether you won't be here or not. And we sat there, and they spat on you, and they slapped you, and they beat the hell out of you, and you went to jail to sit up in their restaurant. Give them your dollars. Shame on you and whoever idea it was. Shame on them, too. Shame, shame, shame. Martin Luther King should be ashamed of himself. And I'm going to tell you that's why he died. Because he was never supposed to bring us with him. Deuteronomy 10 tells you that. Never, never, never should we have come together with our enemies. Nobody else does that. Everybody else stays in their own little lane, don't they? We had over 200 cities, and what they do, they riot them, they burn them down, and they put highways through our cities, our black communities. White folk did that to you. And now you still want to hang out with them devils. What's wrong with you? They bombed your cities. Did they do anybody else like that? Look it up. They didn't do the Indians. They moved them in. Indians got their own land, don't they? Asians got their own little Chinatown, don't they? But do black folk have a town? Do we have a Chinatown? Do we have a black Negro town? No. All I'm gone. Look them up. I'm going to do a show on that. I'm going to do a show that's showing you over 200 cities we had. And you can see the highways. Look toward the expressway. That's probably where a black neighborhood was. Because they did something, made a law, and they took our expressway right in the midst of a black community on purpose to divide and conquer. Divide and conquer, family. Divide and conquer. So, no, they don't care about you even though they married to a white man or a black man. No, they don't care, or a black woman. I seen a YouTube channel where this white man was dating or married, or I think they were dating, this black woman. And I'm telling you, he was terrible. And she was agreeing. She was talking about the black folks. She was talking about black men so bad. And he was talking right along. And I'm looking at her and said, dummy, he's talking about you. You are such an idiot that you are allowing him to disrespect you, disrespecting your race, and you are alone. It was so disgusting. It was so disgusting. But she was so, oh, my God. It was so embarrassing for me. Because I felt bad for her, because you're national, YouTube, national, and you're disrespecting your own. You're disrespecting him. You're disrespecting your own man. You're disrespecting yourself, and you allowed him to disrespect you. But you didn't care because you were so busy trying to get in bed with him, or you wanted to be his woman or whatever, or marry him, whatever, that you allowed him to disrespect you. Do you think he's going to marry her? Do you think it's a fetish for him? You weren't trying to marry her. Do you think he wanted her for real? He wanted sex. He's showing you just what he thinks of you. He only wants you in the bed. But had no respect for you, had no respect for your culture, had no respect for none about you. But only wanted your poo-poo. And you went along with it. You didn't even have sense enough to know he was disrespecting you, dummy. We have to know what we're dealing with. We have to know that they're not good for us. We have to know that. We have so much power, black folk. Let me help you to understand how much power you have. You remember the Popeye's chicken, how much money we raised for Popeye's? Remember Colin Kaepernick? I'm going to keep reminding you of that. I say this every video. Do you remember the Colin Kaepernick, how much money we raised from Nike? Raise it for yourself. Raise it for yourself. Raise it for yourself. There's a guy in Raleigh-Durham. He's got 5 acres of land. I think it's 5 acres. And his family got 5 acres. His brother had 5 acres. That's 1,000 acres of land. I think I have it. Yes, I do have it. I'm sorry. I had to pull y'all down. I'm sorry. I had to get this. And I want you guys to look this up. It's feedingblackcommunities@gmail.com. And his name is, look up Gary McCummings, McComings. Look him up. He's got land, 500 acres, and he is looking for help. And he's in the ones that want to stay here. Why don't you partner with him? Maybe he'll let you partner with his land. And if you know how to farm, you know how to plant. I'm not a good planter farmer. My husband can plant his, but he can grow anything. And I'm telling you, he can put anything in the grass and it comes up. Me, I be looking for it. And I'm like, dang, okay. And I have to look at him. Honey, can you plant some blah, blah, blah? And he planted and it's good. Comes right up. He's got a green thumb. I don't. But I'm going to get that land. So if he want to plant something, he's going to plant all he wants. Plant it. Plant your greens. Plant it. Tomatoes, cucumbers, plant it. And then we're going to put it in jars and we're going to sell it. Because I'm going to get the land. In the back, it's going to be whatever you want to plant. If you want to have a little area for chicken and eggs. And then we're going to have a store in the front. And we're going to sell the produce in that store. We're going to sell eggs. We're going to sell milk because I hope somebody come on there and get some cows. And we're going to have some cow milk on there. Okay? I'm just saying. We're going to want somebody to come there with some bread, sell some bread. So if you get hungry, we're going to have some chicken. We're going to have some cow milk, eggs. Bread, greens, cucumbers, peppers. I'm just saying. So when government tell you can't eat, we're going to eat because I'm here on my own. We're going to eat. I'll never be hungry. You got that. I'll never be hungry. And I'm going to have a guard at mine. So you come on out there if you want something. I'm going to have a guard. So it'll be guarded. So you ain't going to be doing no dirt. I'm just saying. It's time. Okay, we have to recognize our enemies. We have to recognize these people. And now since people hurt you. But my thing is, until the government gets to the place where we're saying, hey, if you rise up against your own, that's your life. You rise up against your own, that's not just your life, it's your family's life. When you start in the coup, we're going to take care of that. And not just you, your whole generation. And we do that to one person, I guarantee you they'll stop. I guarantee you. One treasonous black person, if we do it to one person, and I'm not condoning any violence at all, I'm just condoning you defending yourself. Okay? But we hold the power. We have to know that, family. I'm telling you, white folks will always tell you they care, no matter what. Haven't you seen them where they want something from you, and they're all nice till they get it, or they don't get it. They nice till they don't get it. When they don't get it, oh, they ask the food. I had another guy come up at my job, I'm back there, and I was pulling in equipment, and I was supposed to open the door at a certain time, but I was busy with the equipment, so I couldn't, we had a delivery, so I couldn't do it right then, and I told him, I said, well, right now I'm busy doing this. He said, when you're going to open the door, I said, I'll open it soon as I get done with this.
He looked at that five shades of red. This time, I'm going to show you how white folk work. He gets in his car. He comes driving super slow. So I'm watching him, the black guy with me watching me. You know him? I said, no, he's a customer. He looks and I'm looking and I'm like, okay. I didn't say nothing, but I was ready. You don't leave home without nothing. You feel me? Anyway. He's driving super slow, comes in the gate, and he sits there. I guess he letting the devil talk to his mind. Devil said, don't try that one. That's the food right there. Don't try that one. Okay. So he raised his window down. He goes, if I was on some nigga, S-H-I-T, who you talking to? You know, I looked at him. You know that door won't get open right now. Because, for one, I'm feeling threatened now. And I'm not going to do anything extra. You want me to do something for you, but you want to cuss me out? You got the right one. Because I'm not one of them. Every chance I get, I show them, I'm not one of them yet. That's not me. That'll never be me. And I showed him. I didn't open the door until the other girl, his friend, the white girl, come in and opened. She opened the door. I told your friend was here, and he gonna need you to open the door for him this morning because I'm not. And I meant that, and I didn't. I don't care about their feelings, and you shouldn't either. Stop always thinking about their feelings first. It is time for us to get it. It's time for us to know that we're just as important as them, family. We gotta start loving us. We got to start protecting us. We got to start promoting us. We got to start providing for us. We got to start supporting us. It's about us loving us, period. And until we get it in our heads, nothing is going to change. We have to save us. We in Africa, Americans and Africans have to come together and support each other. No more of this, no tribal, nothing. Divide and conquer is not what we're going to continue allowing them to do, and they've been doing it way too long. Get your schools together. We need some African-Americans to go over there, get you some land, and start building a school. You can build a school for $5,000. Did you hear me? You can build a school for $5,000. I know a guy. He got a website. Let me show you his website. I'm going to tell you his website really quick because my time is almost up. I didn't want to be on here all day, but I'm going to tell you, go on to, let me find his website. Hold on. African Investments, hold on. African Investments Guide, okay? His website. You see that? His name up there? That's what you go to. He's got land. He's got houses. He's got cars. That's his name, okay? He's got some good stuff on there, okay? He's selling stuff. He's selling land. I'm just telling you, look him up, okay? I'm going to show you. AfricanInvestmentGuide.com, okay? Let's see if I can find a phone number for him. Okay. His name is Ty Nichols, 770-377-6025. Yes, welcome. You're welcome, welcome. I'm almost done, though. But I want you guys to look him up. Okay, welcome to Rwanda. He's got Rwanda. He's got real estate in Rwanda, homes for sale, buy, sell, rent, build, price $38,000, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 3 cars. Okay, well, look at that house. You see that? Look at that. $38,000. You see it? I'm just saying. Let me see what else he got. Apartment for rent, 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. Join an investment group. You can join the investment group. Bed and breakfasts. He tells you $5,000 minimum investment. Land of 1,000 hills, 700. We have vacation packages starting from $700. Okay, that's something different. But I'm just saying, go to his website, you guys. I'm trying to get us to be free here. You can't do it in America. You got to get around some black folks in Africa. And you got to start your new life. It is time for us to do something different. It is time for us to stop pretending and stop trying to think that your enemies are your friends. I've given you ideas. I've given you ways to be free. I've given you ideas as far as land. I've given you the price of some land. You could down payment. This guy here, Ty, I just gave you his phone number, 770-377-6025. You're right. We will never be free in America. I'm going to put that. You know what? I got to use that one. You will never be free in America, family. You will never be free in America until you get your mindset, until you get up out of here, until you get your money, you're getting ready to get your taxes, you're getting ready to get a check for a stimulus check, I think they were talking about. That right there can help you to get out, especially if you have children and you're getting $5,000 back from, I think one man said he went to Africa and got him some land, and he's moved there. He's on $10,000, okay? He had only $10,000. You can do it. Even if you got $7,000, you can do it. You're getting ready to get $5,000 for your taxes. You add your stimulus check on it. That's $1,400. If you have three or four kids, that's an extra $300 per child. You can do this. Start planning now. Planning now. There are some people on YouTube that you can get with. I don't know the young man's name. I was looking at his YouTube channel, and he talks a lot about repatriating and Ghana and what he had to do and what he's done to get there. He talks a lot about it. So I'm going to try to look him up really super quick for us to see what his name is. Hold on. His name is the Melanated Mr. Mosley. Okay, look him up. He talks about, and I've seen another one, Africa, back to black to Africa. Okay, I've seen him too. Don't know a whole lot about him, but the Melanated Mr. Mosley, he moved to Gambia from California. So I've been looking at him. It's other people. I told you about another African tigress. Talk to her. Let me see. Here is Go Black to Africa. That's another young man that you can get with to understand. I was trying to see if any. Okay. Well, that's just a few. And, of course, Blackfoot. Okay, don't forget Blackfoot. I love her. I want us to start thinking about being free. And this is why I do these shows. It's not about hating anybody. Like I said, because I love black people does not mean I hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I just know that they're not good for me. And once you know that something's not good for you, you stop being around it. You don't be contaminated with it. So we need to know who our friends are. And we need to know that they're not your friends. Those are your enemies. And we have to recognize that it's time out for us to be friends with enemies. Okay? Enough is enough. We've been blinded long enough. It's time now for some truth. It's time now for us to speak truth. It's time for us to be truthful with ourselves. And it's time for us to teach our children the truth, our truth, not their truth. We've allowed them to teach our children for way too long. You can go to Africa. You can build your school, okay, international school. You can start one here online, and you can still take it to Africa. It could be nationwide. You can do your school anywhere you want. It's online, right? We can do anything we want to do, family. We just have to put our minds together and our monies together. It's called group economics. Dr. Claude Anderson talks about it all the time, group economics, in his Powernomic books. It's only $100. Get the whole thing. We need it. Teach a class on it. We need to understand about our finances. Dr. Boyce Watson talks about finances all the time. Get with him. He teaches us how to sell. He teaches us how to join the stock market. He teaches us how to join Robinhood. He teaches us how to join cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Uranium. Ethereum, Lord, Uranium, Ethereum, okay? I hear Ethereum right now is bumping. I was into it. Okay, I made money. I invested in, silver also. I put money in there. What I gained from it, I took it out and bought silver. I'm just saying, it's a way to do stuff, okay? So you can do, it's up to you. If you want to be free, we free us. Nobody that doesn't look like us is going to free you. They're hoping and praying that you're relying on them, so they can keep you as a slave, mentally and physically. May not feel like a slave, but mentally we are. So it's up to you. Are you going to love on you? Are you going to support you? Are you going to provide for you? Are you going to promote other black businesses? We have to support our own businesses. We have to support our own. We can pull our monies together, and we can do this, family. I remember that for 19 people that bought land. I don't know how it's doing, but maybe I'll look it up and see. But they bought 100 acres. But it cost them a pretty little penny. But we can do this. Group economics. You can do group economics on the continent. Stop allowing people to tell you stuff. Yes, you're right. Some don't even know that they're still slaves. That's the sad part about it. Some of us think we're free, and we're not. Free is being on the continent. I see these people when they're on the continent, and they are smiling. They are like, oh, my God, I should have did this. As soon as you get mad at yourself because you're not doing it sooner, and I'm mad at myself because I'm not there, and I'm dreaming about it. I'm going. This year is my year. to get out. Y'all can come join me, or you can sit here and wish and hope and pray that white folk will free you. You're going to be wishing and praying to your death, and you're going to be fighting for a country that hates you. You're fighting for a spot of land that's not even yours. Let this country go. Let God punish them for what they've done. The only reason he's not punished them is because we're still here. Let them have this country. Let them have it. Let them devils have it. You can have it. You want it? Got it. Take it. We take everything. We take us back to where we need to be. They will fall because you're the only one that's holding this country together, because they need your finance to do it. And you're paying for their, Mercedes. You're paying for their mansions. You're paying for their children to go to college, and yours can't go to college. You can't get a Mercedes. You can't get a mansion. You're struggling every day, flipping 8 dang on hamburgers, getting paid $7 to $8, $9 an hour. What man do you know to take care of family on $8, $9, and $10 an hour? And tell me, give you $15. That's still not enough. That's still not enough. That's right. I'm going to look for you back there. Unitas One, is it Unitas One? I'm going to look for you there. I'm serious, because I'm done. I'm trying to help you guys. I'm trying to free this. If I can't free this, we can't do nothing. I don't know how to help you. I'm trying to do these shows, and I don't mean to sound hard. I'm just trying to get us to think. Just because somebody looks like us, just because somebody is dating our men that's not looking like us, don't mean they like you. Don't mean that they're your friend. And you'll call them friends. And you'll die dating them. How many of our black men have died? One little man was dating. I think she was 32. He was like 19, 20. She was in her 30s. He was found hanging on a swing in her trailer park. You mean tell me you're going to date somebody in a trailer park? You won't even date a black woman in a trailer park, but you're going to date. And what really gets me when I see these black men, they these 400-pound white women, and they living in a trailer park with 5 kids, white kids. And you won't even date a black woman living in a trailer park that's 400 or 500 pounds. I'm just saying. Not 500 pounds, but I'm just saying. That bothers me. But I want you guys to think about what I've said and start making arrangements to get out. That movie, Get Out? Get out. It's time to get out, family. You're getting ready to get some money in your hand. Think about getting you a ticket, secret flight. Get you a cheap African flight. Get your passports ready. They're only 150. Post office are doing them now. And get your visa. Gambia, you can get a visa when you get there. Sierra Leone, you have to have a visa. Nigeria, you have to have your visa before you get there. Let's be free, y'all. Yeah, it's time to be free. And I put everybody, if you guys have hit the button to like and share, and make sure you hit that bell for all of my videos, you'll be notified. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. The ones that are here is meant to be here. Just know that if you're here and if you come across my videos, that means God is speaking to you. It's time for you to get out, because that's what I'm speaking about right now. Just know that you're not going to miss me. Even if you're not live with me, you'll see me, okay? And you watch the videos, you are meant to see it. So maybe he is telling you something for the future. Maybe he's trying to prepare you to leave. But right now, let's go. Let's get our minds ready and let's get our minds right. And let's know that it's time to go, family. With that said, I want you guys to have an amazing rest of your day. Be safe out there. Don't leave home without your protection. And let's fix this. It's all about this. Let's fix it. Peace, family. Love you. Let's see if my computer's going to shut down. There you go. Come on. It does. My computer does what it wants to do when it gets ready. So I have to wait till it gets ready. All right, family. Peace, family. All right, Blog Talk. I want you guys to think about what I've said. And I hope that you guys are really being serious and thinking about seriously what I've said, okay? I thank you guys for joining. And even after the show is done, you're still joining. You come back and you visit, or you tell your friends about us, so that we can get to the place where we are doing what we need to do, okay? It is not about anything or anybody else but us being free right now. And this is what our shows are about. And I hope I'm not trying to offend anybody. I promise you I'm not. I love me for black people. Because I talk and love on black people does not mean that I hate anybody else. But I am black first, and I really want us to start thinking about making that move. I hope I've given you some great information to think about, and I hope you do your homework. And let's go.
With that said, peace, family. I love you. And I'll see you here next Tuesday at 11:30. Next Tuesday at 11:30.